Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we thank the Lord that you were able to join us and pray that you are blessed as we spend these next few minutes together. And as frequently is my habit, I would like to begin the broadcast with prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that even though miles may separate us, distance, time, Lord, you know, I make these broadcasts sometimes weeks in advance, but you know exactly who you have listening. You know exactly who you want to minister to. And so, Father, we thank you that as for God, His way is perfect. Your timing is perfect, that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And for those who have put their trust in you, those who belong to you, those who have given their affiliation, a surrender of their lives to faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, for there is salvation in no other name. That name you've given him, a name which is higher than every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so, Father, I thank you for every listener. Lord, you alone know the condition of our hearts. You do not look after the appearance as we do, even as you exhorted the prophet Samuel when he was called to anoint one of the sons of Jesse. He looked at the oldest, the tallest, and he thought, surely this is the Lord's chosen. And the Lord said, I don't look at the appearance, I look at the heart. And we know that it was the youngest son, David, who was with the sheep that was anointed to be the king over Israel, God's choice, a man after God's own heart. And so, Father, you alone know the condition of the hearts of those who are listening. And Lord, I do ask that you will just touch everyone, Father, that you will give them strength and encouragement in their walk. Lord, those who are in confusion and in hurting and need understanding, Father, you've told us in your word, if we lack wisdom, to ask of you, and you'll give to all men richly, and you don't upbraid, you don't condemn us for not having understanding. And so, Father, I pray for your compassion and your love to minister to your people. And Father, I pray that you will do a work only that you can do, that you will comfort, you will uplift, you will give wisdom and assurance, Father, that you are a God who can be trusted, and those that put their trust in you will never, ever be ashamed. And all glory goes to you, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I would like to bring you a message that I begin today. I've entitled it, The Father's Children. And as I was asking the Lord what he would have me share this week, or as we begin this week worth of broadcasting, I felt the Lord's compassion and the Lord's comfort wanting to reach out to those who are hurting. Now, this broadcast covers a very large area, and there will be some of you listening that may just be praising God and rejoicing. In fact, regardless of our condition, that is what the scripture tells us to do, is it not? To rejoice in all things, not because of all things, but in all things. And it's wonderful to be in those glorious places in the spirit where things are going well and we feel the victory. The main thing is, even if sometimes things aren't going well, we still, if we can feel the victory, we're doing well. But when we are hurting and that time comes to all of us, Jesus said, be assured that in the world you will have a tribulation, but be of good cheer, have hope. Don't be discouraged. Don't let depression set in, because I have overcome the world. And he's told us in many places in Scripture that we can have comfort and strength as we rely upon him and have faith in his promises. God is not a man that he should lie, or another son of man that he should repent. If he's spoken it, he is well able to accomplish it. And so my heart is heavy, because not only what I send in the Spirit, those who are listening that are in a very difficult place, I know through the letters that have been coming in, there is a time in the season we're in right now of intense spiritual warfare. And from the letters that come in, from the emails I receive, I'm getting this message from saints who have walked with the Lord for many years, who are mature in the Spirit of God, who have wisdom and understanding. Beloved, we are in war, and we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. So, beloved, we need to, if you are in one of those marvelous places in the Spirit, pray for those who are hurting. Pray for those. There are so many. We meet them all the time in this area, and I'm certain whatever area you may be living in, many who have been walking with the Lord, they say, yes, I believe in God. Yes, I'm a Christian. Do you go to church? Oh, no, I don't go to church. And if you ask any further, or perhaps if they just reveal it to you, find that unfortunately they have been wounded and hurt in the house of the Lord. In fact, just recently I had occasion to minister to a man who has been in church. I said, may I ask you a personal question? Are you born again? Have you received Jesus as your personal Savior? Do you have a personal relationship with him? And yes, he believes in God. Even though he's attended church, he wasn't certain what that meant or if he was born again. Beloved, there are so many today. My spirit is heavy, grieving because of the reports that I hear. I've read something just recently about demonstrations on Christian college campuses that, had you not known they had that label, you would assume it would be in a secular university. Lord, the Lord knows we are living in very grievous, perilous times, and so we ought to pray for one another. And realize that if you are feeling well, in the spirit and feeling well physically, there comes a time in our Christian life that we all go through the valley of affliction. And why do we do that? Well, there's many reasons. God wants to show us things. If nothing else, we learn obedience by the things we suffer, even as Jesus did. Not that we in any way can add to or in any way affect that perfect, complete work of atonement that Jesus Christ did. But how do we partake or fellowship of his sufferings? Learning and following his example, that he considered not his own life. He came to minister to others, not to be ministered to. He said that we were to have a servant's heart, that we were to be interested and concerned for the needs of others, to bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. This is his message. He said his final commandment, as he sat with his disciples at the Last Supper, as John recorded it, was that ye love one another. Isn't that what he said? A new commandment give I you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And so, beloved, we're living in times that we need to support one another. And many times you may be an intercessor, and if you are, you understand well how this happens. You can get a burden on your heart, and you may not even understand for whom it is or what's going on, but you're faithful to God. You intercede. You pray in the Spirit. You accept that burden, and then you know when God releases the burden. Beloved, we may not understand the mechanics, the dynamics of it, but we are called to walk with God and partner with God. And so when we feel burdens, I mean, I can't tell you the testimonies I've heard of people that felt a burden in the spirit and their child was in mortal danger. They had no idea what was occurring, but it was a life and death situation. So if God moves on your heart and someone comes to your mind and you just I mean, you weren't thinking of that person, but something you just think of them, and then ask the Lord, does he want you to pray for them? And many times there may be a powerful need in that person's life. And so it's important that we become sensitive to one another. And as I was waiting before the Lord, I really felt he wants to minister to those who not only have been hurt in church situations. As I said, just recently I had an opportunity to minister to a person who had, not only he, but his entire family. He told me the story of the treachery, of the disloyalty, of the lies, of the deception, of the theft, the horrific things that even were presented to the senior pastor, and it was disregarded. Rather, it was turned back on a person to say, well, you know, you've got a problem. And it absolutely grieved my spirit. As a result, this entire family and those related to them, they have not been in church in 5 years. And so, beloved, this is a serious issue. We're living in the end times. The times are very short. And it's important that we bring back into the fold with love and prayer and compassion and understanding and ask God to heal the wounded hearts and spirits. And so, if this has been your experience, I do invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time as we begin to share and minister the things that the Word of God has to say. I love you, and I love you deeply, and many times I cry over the needs that come in. But with all the warfare, I want to say in my final closing moments, there are answers to prayer such as I've not seen. In fact, a brother emailed me recently, said, do you remember we prayed several years ago about a particular situation? He said, God has performed a miracle. It's happened. God has answered that prayer. And this was years ago. And I remember very clearly. I said, yes, brother, I absolutely do remember. And so, beloved, take heart that with the warfare, prayers, we're seeing the hand of God move in marvelous ways. And if you have a need in your life, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will always confirm receipt and certainly pray for you. But if you'd like personal ministry, I'm not able to spend much time on emails. I invite you to share your mailing address so I can minister in a more with more ease and greater time. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.